You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Tonight, for the first time, we welcome Steve, Phil and Ben from Morning Parade.
Yay! Howdy, how you doing? Hi. Thanks for having us in.
Hi.
Now, where do you guys feel like you fit? Because at the moment, a lot of the radio stations, our show, it's all very urban and it's very big pop. You, frighteningly, have got guitars.
Yeah.
What is your record company thinking?
I don't know what the record company's thinking. I think, you know, chatting to the people at the label, you know, I think they just want to work with people that have got good vision and are in it for kind of the long run, you know. I think the thing is with music, it changes, you know, in cycles every couple of years or so. And guitar bands, you know, they come and go, but they always exist. Whether they're at the forefront of the public attention, they're always there. So what are our label thinking? I don't know, but I'm very happy that they, you know, they've given us the opportunity. And I think, you know, that the fact we've got guitars, you know, it means we're a rock band, but, you know, we do try and transcend genres. We're not just stuck to one thing.
How long have you been together as a band?
3 years. Yeah, almost 3 years.
And you met, how did you meet?
We've been friends longer. I knew Phil from school, like from when I was about 11. Our guitarist, Chad, who's not with us, met at college when I was 16. And our drummer, Andy, and Ben over here, they were all kind of in bands around the local area, so we all kind of hooked up like that.
Because rumour has it on Wikipedia, so we always take everything it says with a pinch of salt, that your name came about from the days when you were working as plasterers and labourers.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Kind
or
sort of.
Basically, you know, the name was such an afterthought. You know, we were kind of, you know, rocking about in a studio for about 6 months and didn't really think about taking it too seriously or having a name or anything. But I was working with Phil at the time, and Phil was a plasterer and I was cleaning his buckets for a living. And we always used to get up at silly o'clock in the morning and say, oh, if you're going to join the morning parade then.
Right.
And also when we were coming back at weekends and stuff, you know, we'd kind of cross over with other people coming back at silly o'clock in the morning, the kind of morning parade ravers, everyone coming home together. So it was a phrase we were using a lot, and it just kind of stuck because it felt pretty universal for the band and what we were writing
so
about.
For once Wikipedia was telling the truth.
Big up to the Wikipedia fans, because we've got like a kind of a little core group of people that is kind of,
you know, updated for you.
Yeah, well, just, you know, people out there being our cheerleaders, so it's good on them.
Aww.
Should we play a song?
Go for it.
Let's play your single.
Can you introduce it for us?
Yeah, this is our new single, and it's called A&E.
Discover In Demand online. Find out everything you need to know about Alex and Lucy. InDemand.fm. You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy, and tonight we welcome Adam and Theo back to the show, a.k.a. Hertz.
Hello. It's good to have you back.
It's great to be back.
Yay!
You said it feels like 6 months never happened.
Exactly, yeah. This was a highlight of 2010 for me, so great to be back.
When you came and did your session.
And it was funny, because last time round we were sort of waiting to see how your first single was going to do. The album wasn't out yet. You talked about where you used to live in your little flat with the TV that didn't work, and you only had three films that you used to watch on it on repeat.
I had six on a round robin, actually.
Was one of them Vanilla Sky?
Let's not talk about
that.
These are days gone by. Things
but
have
now,
changed.
You know, your lives must have changed quite a lot in the last few months since we last saw you here.
Of course, you toured with Scissor Sisters as well. So how did that go down?
It was good. It was a great experience. Nice little run-up end to the year. We'd been so busy for months and months, and it was nice to come back around England and that, have that challenge again, because when you do your own shows, the challenge just kind of goes, which is a good thing. But it was nice to play to someone else's crowd, and yeah, it was good. Big venues.
Did you get to meet them much or talk to them?
Yeah, we spent a lot of time because they asked us to do it, you see. So
yeah,
they were kind of into it. And yeah, they're good guys. They know how to party as well.
Have you started talking about plans for the summer festivals and stuff like that yet?
Doing Isle of Wight, aren't you?
Isle of Wight. Yeah. We're doing a couple in... We're doing one in Poland, opener, Rock Am Ring. There'll be a lot in Europe, I think. And yeah, we're just waiting to confirm the ones in the UK. It looks like we should be doing a few, which is a lot of fun. Yeah, hopefully Glastonbury.
Yeah.
It's just, it was such a great time last year, festival. So
now, you guys are quite trendy young men, very fashionable. Mm-hmm. I want to know fashion tips from Hertz for the summer for gents. What do we need to be wearing?
Oh, good.
I'll give you some things not to wear.
Okay, go on then.
I'll give you some things to wear, actually. Beige trousers are cool.
Yeah?
Okay.
They're cool.
Rolled
like
up?
Chinos?
Not rolled up.
No.
Just chinos. You don't... Yeah. And white shirts. There you go, that's it. Done.
Okay.
Job done. And a hat, maybe.
What about shoes? Should men wear sandals, or is that a no-go?
This is my big thing. See, I've got a real problem with
nose.
It. It's one of my big no-nos.
But, yeah.
I'm not really into men and flip-flops. I mean, no. I'm sure it's practical in the summer, but it goes through me a little bit.
But it's like when men wear like Birkenstock sandals with socks.
Oh, that's not working, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really funny.
It's funny. It's kind of, yeah, it's just funny, isn't it?
It's like when someone falls over, you point and laugh.
Let's play the new single. Can you introduce it for us now?
This is our new song, Sunday.
You're listening to the In Demand podcast.
The podcast.
Don't forget to follow In Demand on Facebook. Facebook.com/Alex and Lucy.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy tonight. It's our pleasure to have Guy and Pete from Elbow on the show.
Hello.
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 How are you?
Good, thanks. Yeah.
Bit we're not worthy. We feel really humble and a bit like
we're not going to do a Wayne and Garth
in the presence of greatness.
Oh, thank you very much. Nice to be here.
It's been a while since you've been here. The last time you were here was, God, it was a couple of years ago. I think you did a session for us as well.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah,
and
we've
since
been
then
busy.
You've had lots of awards and lots of various things happen to you, which has been brilliant.
Critical acclaim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does it still just feel completely normal, like it's your band that you started years ago and?
Well, it hasn't really changed the way we sort of we look at it. It hasn't changed the way we work. It's just really, really nice. It was just such a lovely year.
It crept up as well, which was cool.
Yeah, it wasn't all at once. It just sort of the album just kept going and going and winning things.
It was kind of over 2008 to 2009, wasn't it? It all sort of like you were saying, just sort of went along quite nicely. Of all the different awards that you won in that period of time, which one felt the best to you when you got it?
The Mercury.
Yeah, it's got to be, isn't it?
Yeah,
it was everything, just... Everything changed that day, didn't it?
It did, yeah, and it, that moment, actually. Mm. It's just sort of... And the lovely thing was, the next day, there's usually so much controversy over the Mercury, and it just everybody seemed really pleased for us. So.
There's
did.
A definite shift in how people perceived you.
Yeah.
Not in terms, because obviously you've had a loyal fan base for years and years and years, but winning something like the Mercury does open you up to a bigger audience.
Completely,
yeah, definitely.
Mm. Where we were really happy. Do you know what I mean? We were making a good living for 10 years. If you want to know what it feels like to win an award like that, go on YouTube and have a look at us and our faces say, oh, we look like idiots, but
grinning
it shows
idiots.
You. Grinning idiots.
Yeah, it was amazing.
In terms of like winning a Brit Award as well, what was that like? Was that as exciting or not really? What are your thoughts on the whole Brits?
It was great, you know, we were really pleased and, I mean, I've got gaping holes in my pop culture knowledge, so my girlfriend was more excited than I was. I didn't know who anyone was and she was, like, pointing out celebs. I just didn't know who they were.
So-and-so.
Yeah, I'm the guy that, you know, confused Dame Kiri Takanawa with Kerry Katona.
Yeah. That is amazing.
That's a great mistake, guy.
That's the best mistake ever.
Yeah, so, but it was a lovely evening.
Guy, you've already apparently revealed that you will be at Glastonbury this year, by accident.
Have I?
So I've read.
I've not said that to anybody.
You said you'll be playing the biggest and the best festivals, and therefore, insert which one you judge that to be.
I didn't say necessarily. I'm not aware that I did.
You can't ruin it.
Don't drink and do interviews. Yeah. I must remember that.
But Beyonce will end it quite nicely. I think that was how you said it, maybe.
Yeah. Ah, there you go. That kind of does give that kind of.
So you're quite you're not offended by the Beyoncé idea. That's a good
not
thing.
Not at all. I mean, Glastonbury is the best party in the world year on year. They've never got it wrong.
And it evolves every year. I think that's the thing. I think people need to be more accepting of the fact that you are going to get artists such as Beyoncé.
I think it's amazing. I wouldn't have thought there'd be any controversy over it. She's a brilliant performer.
Yeah, I read Emily Eves was saying that it's important to show diversity at Glastonbury, and that's bang on.
Yeah.
And she said, I think, that Beyoncé blew her away when she saw her live, and I think that's why she sort of said, Dad.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to sell out year on year, that festival, and so... They don't really have to get the biggest and the best in order to make it work. People would go anyway, but they do throw the best party in the world.
Are you going to be staying in a tent or are you going to be doing the hotel?
We don't know they're going to be there.
Well, if we were going to be in Glastonbury this year, which I can neither confirm or deny, I think we'd probably have to get off and do another festival
in Luxembourg.
If indeed we were playing Glastonbury.
Well, that seems to be the thing, though. A lot of performers obviously don't really get to stay around for long. They're normally picked up by helicopter or driven off somewhere.
Well, years past, like the first year that we played it, our tour manager bought a load of cheap tents and we stayed the whole weekend.
Amazing.
It was great. And in years gone by when we've not been playing, I stay in a teepee in the teepee field, which is, you know, lovely.
Nice.
Yes. Yeah, that sounds good.
Amazing.
I quite fancy a camper van one year. I think that'd be quite nice.
Oh, all right.
Get you a toilet then as well.
Thank you very much for coming to see us. The brand new album is Build a Rocket Boys. Can you introduce the first single from it? We'll play it now.
This is Guy from Elbow. Our album's called Build a Rocket Boys, and this song is called Neat Little Rose.
Thank you, guys. Cheers.
Thank you.
You're listening to the In Demand podcast. Don't forget to follow In Demand on Twitter. Twitter.com/AlexandLucy.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy Tuesday night, and we are going to go for the first time this week to the Lady Gaga hotline. Hello, Mother Monster.
Hello. Oh, I have my own hotline.
Yeah, of course you do. You're Gaga.
Do I have my own racy 1-900 number?
If that's what you want, we can arrange that for you.
What we've actually done is we've taken the telephone you once wore on your head and we've created the hotline out of that.
Yeah, we can actually attach it right to my head. That's fine.
Brilliant. Whenever you need it in the world, it's there.
Talk about a lifeline.
Exactly.
Tonight we're going to talk about music, Lady Gaga. So Lucy's got your first question tonight.
Okay, so our favourite tracks from the Fame or Fame Monster, whichever version people may have of it, are Monster and Dance in the Dark.
Oh, that's great.
What were your favourite tracks from that album?
Well, I actually really love both of those songs that you just mentioned. I don't have favourites on my records. I sort of see it as, why would I write more songs for the same album if I was sort of finished at one?
Yeah.
I love them all for very different reasons, but I love that you love those songs so much. I really wanted those songs to be singles, and by the time, you know, we got through Alejandro, I had already written so much of Born This Way, so we just kept going. I experimented with so many different musical styles and sort of meshed them all together and created something really fresh and really, really pop candy for your ears, and I really love it so much. I had an amazing time writing it.
Which song is the one that you're going to recommend most, apart from Born This Way, for sort of like hands in the air, camp disco, maybe a sweaty workout or something like that?
There's a lot. Well, you just described many of the songs on the album.
Brilliant.
I would say, well, Judas is a really, really amazing, it's a true Gaga record. And then, actually, what I'm hoping will be the third single, which was originally supposed to be the first single, is a song called Marry the Night.
Okay.
And that is one of my absolute favorite songs on the album.
What's that about?
Marry the Night is actually about my journey in the music business once I was sort of had been through the evolution from the Fame to the Fame Monster. So Marry the Night is about how I sort of ultimately decided that really I'm only in this for the music, and I'm not in it for the money, and I'm not in it for the glamour and the after parties. I'm in it to be a performer and to be honest and truthful with my records. Why do I have to live in a big house? Why do I have to have tons of fancy cars? Why can't I just live in a little apartment in Brooklyn and shove all my fashion into the biggest closet I can find and just live the way I've always lived?
Because the thing is, it's just empty money otherwise, isn't it? People are just spending it on, you know, whatever they can spend their money on, which is understandable, but I like your attitude to it.
Well, I just like to spend it on the stage. I want to save all the money so I can do the biggest show I can.
Yeah. Well, speaking of big shows and big songs, of course, can we get you to introduce the amazing Born This Way, please?
Yes. Hi, this is Lady Gaga, and you're listening to Born This Way.
In Demand.
Wednesday night with Alex and Lucy, time to go to the Gaga hotline.
Hurrah!
Mother Monster is with us this evening. Right, last night we chatted about music, Lady Gaga. Tonight we want to know about everyday Gaga. So, Lucy, what's the first question tonight?
What perfume do you wear?
What perfume do I wear?
I wear a
mixture of a few different things. I love... I'm actually, which is very funny, I know it's very big in the UK, is I love my Jo Malone nectarine scent.
Amazing, gorgeous smell.
It's nectarine honey blossom, and I mix it with a Mugler perfume called Womanity. I'm sort of a hooker about perfume. I just douse myself in it.
Absolutely. I take a little bottle out with me everywhere I go, and I'm constantly spraying it on myself, on other people, all night.
Yeah,
I know.
If you are at home cooking for friends, maybe a dinner party, what would be on the menu?
I make Italian food. I'm actually quite a good cook.
Yeah. Oh, so would we go pizza, pasta, or would you do something different? Maybe some fillet steak or...
Yeah, I make a lot of really... I make fresh gravy for pasta, and I can make meatballs and Milanese chicken. I can do anything. I grew up really traditional Italian, so my father taught me how to cook.
Would you make us some nice garlic bread if we came round to yours as well?
If you want garlic bread, I will make you anything you like.
And is there a cheese board? Do you have a particular favourite cheese?
Yeah.
We're big fans of blue cheese.
No, I like all cheese. All cheese is delicious.
Anything. It's all really bad for us, but we love it.
Especially when you're on the Monster Ball diet. At this point, any food that you mention, I'm going to be excited about.
So, like, anything but plain chicken.
Yes.
If you were to revert back to your youth and you had to have a night in with a Disney movie, which one would you choose to watch? Lady Gaga?
The Little Mermaid.
Amazing.
I love that. Can we get you to pick a song that's out around now? That's one of your favourites at the moment.
Song that's out now that's one of my favourites at the moment.
Something that's kind of big in the chart that you quite like.
Why don't you play an Adele song? She's lovely.
Yeah, we love Adele. She's brilliant. Which one would you like to hear? The latest one or an older one?
The latest one, yeah. Play the latest one.
Makes us cry, though, so it's quite...
Yeah, we'll get our tissues ready.
Okay.
We'll play it for you.
Good to cry.
On order of Mother Monster, here's Adele.
Discover In Demand online. There's always a chance to win. Indemand.fm.
Thursday night with Alex and Lucy. Time to return for the final time to the Gaga Hotline. And tonight, Mother Monster, we have questions for you via twitter.com/AlexandLucy from your little monster. Mm-hmm.
So first of all, first question comes from Little Monster Lauren. Oh, hello.
Oh, sorry.
Lauren would like to know, when will you be touring the UK again?
Well, I will be back. We're going to start the new tour by the end of the year. And actually, right now, it's funny because in my room, I have tons of clippings and foam and arts and crafts laying around because I'm designing the new stage.
Yay, exciting. So it very can't be that excited. Long then.
I'm very excited. So it will be soon, yeah. And I'm excited. I have a whole new album's worth of material to play.
Yeah.
I just can't wait for you to hear it. It's just so, it's so important to me and so meaningful. And I just can't wait for you to hear it.
Okay, next question comes from Andy Jones. He wants to know, is there going to be a DVD from the Monster Ball?
Well, right now there is. I just filmed an HBO special for the Monster Ball that will be airing. And then once that's finished, I think that's when I'll decide if I'm going to put a DVD out. But it's been really overwhelming and beautiful how much the fans want to kind of have a copy of the show. The fans are so amazing. They come so... Everyone in the audience is dressed up and screaming and crying and laughing and dancing and drinking. And it's just this really beautiful, like, almost completely, like, hippie pop opera experience. It's almost like a church for pop music.
Amazing. I'll be bowing
really
down
is.
On that altar, Gaga.
Yeah, all worshiping there.
And from Nicola Fletcher, she says, who is your inspiration and why?
My mom.
Oh.
My mom's my inspiration. My mom is a very, very strong woman. That's why I wrote about her at the beginning of Born This Way. My mama told me when I was young, we are all born superstars. She was really, really strong influence in my life. Since I was a kid, she was always getting ready and putting lipstick on her face in the bathroom and rolling her hair in curlers and telling me I should always be a lady and never leave the house unkept. And, you know, people always say, you know, do you always dress this way? But I was sort of instilled by my mother at a young age to always be in top form.
Always make the best of what you have.
Absolutely. Yes, exactly.
I need to know, after the meat dress and the egg and the horns, Lady Gaga, will you ever run out of ideas of wacky things to do next?
You know, I wonder the same thing, and then what magically, something just pops right into my head and I say, oh, I have to do it.
Lady Gaga, thank you very much for talking to us for the last few nights. It's been an absolute pleasure. You're a superstar. Don't be a stranger and long may you reign.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. I don't want to reign. I want to fight all
Keep
the way
fighting,
to the
then.
Top till I die.
Long may you fight.
Keep fighting. Can we get you to introduce Dance in the Dark? I think we should play it. Why not?
Totally.
Sure. As long as you play Born This Way right after.
Well, if you say so,
then
we have
to. We will. We'll do it. We'll play both in a row.
Okay. This is Lady Gaga, and you're listening to Dance in the Dark and Born This Way. The
podcast. Don't forget, the In Demand podcast will update on Friday night. Make sure you subscribed, and you'll get the best of the guests every weekend.